What's up, everyone? Welcome to another edition of Darren's Thoughts. My name is Darren Shetty. These are my thoughts. Hope you guys are doing well. Good morning. I made a vlog for you. Hope you enjoyed it. I went hiking. I was like, you guys have heard me complain enough about exercising. Might as well show you. I know I've done hiking vlogs before there, but hey, it's always fun to see what goes on early morning, pre-apocalypse, when everything goes to shit in LA. Like, there's a nice serenity early mornings. But hope you guys are having a good day. I'm still awake. I've had no coffee yet. This is me pre-caffeinated, but it's okay. Hey, yesterday I went out with that comedian guy. I should not have mentioned his name, but screw it. He's really funny, and he does well on social media. But what I took away from it is I never really, you know, as you know, I don't really go out of my way to meet new people. And this guy is such a hustler. Like, he's got this show in San Fran called The Setup, which does really well. And, you know, I think he's like 11 years in the comedy. And I was thinking about my own journey. Like, when I was like 10, 11 years in the comedy, I made the movie Bobby Khan. And then that movie kind of bombed. And then I went into this deep depression almost, and it took me a while to pull out of that. But he's on this. It's cool to see guys. Like, 10 years is no joke. A decade of comedy is not easy to do. But around that time, that's when you really start to, like, just have these visions of, like, what is possible. And not going into his stuff, but I could definitely see that in his own endeavors. Like, he just was, like, excited about things. And for me, sometimes I have to just force myself to wake up every day and work. I'm like, dude, just do something. You cannot, you know, be in your mid-40s and, like, die alone. You know, like, at least have some career success. So I work every day just under that. It's almost like routine. But there are guys, I forget, especially in L.A., I was telling another friend of mine, I was like, you know, the difference between Florida and LA, the Florida people are really nice. And some of them are really funny, actually. A lot of horrible people too in Florida. But the thing about LA is people come out here, like, they come out here motivated, you know, ready to go. I said that in the past, but it's like crystal clear to me when I'm out here. Like, the comedy scene sucks. It's barely any spots to go out. In fact, I'm going to do a spot tonight. I'm going to vlog that too. Why not? But it's not easy to, you know, keep all the balls in the air. You're going to drop some balls just because there's so many people out here. But it was really cool to hang out with just a new friend, right? Like, I'm in preschool or something. I mean, just to learn from different people and have a different conversation. We ended up getting lunch and then coffee, and then I had to do stuff. I'm realizing it's really hard to lone wolf it, like, my entire life. Like, I've done that in comedy, stand-up especially, and honestly, my best work is through collaborations, as much as I hate to say that. Also, I've made really frustrating work through collaborations. Like, you can collaborate with the wrong people and be like, man, that was a complete waste of my time. So I think it's important to, like, figure out who, you know, what they bring to the table, in the work ethic, personality-wise, you know. And sometimes, you know, I wonder, like, why do you have to get anything out of it? Maybe you can just hang out as a friend. Even, like, relationships, I'm not really looking, per se, to, like, date right now. Just not in a headspace. But I think when I am ready, if that ever happens, that's really all it is. Someone that can just compliment your life, right? It's nothing. And nobody's gonna be this panacea to all your problems. Friendships, you know, lovers. I feel like people come in and out of your orbit, and, you know, you have to choose. I mean, for me right now, I choose very wisely who I give my energy to, because, as we've talked about before, there are energy vampires who can just drain you completely. And that's also a problem in LA, because people are so motivated that they're self-centered. And I hope you guys liked that vlog. I was really serious about just, you know, starting the mornings off right, because sometimes in Florida, I'll wake up at, like, you know, 10 or 11, really, because I'm out so late doing stand-up. And here in LA, I'm like, I'm trying to flip it. I'm like, well, let me wake up early and then go to bed early. You know, if I'm not going to be out doing stand-up at night, let me at least be productive with my time. And I think that could change things. I mean, who knows? Maybe I'll move back here. I mean, I'm going to have to move back here at some point. I just don't know when. Or maybe I'll go to New York. I have no idea what's going to happen. Anyways, that's just my two cents. Check out Richard Savarte. He's on social media. You know, tell me if you think he's funny. I think he is. But I hope you guys have a great week. We'll talk soon. Take care.